Welcome here, everyone, to our coaches shows here on KNZA 103.9, again across the MSC Sports Radio Network, here with the head coach of the Jonathan West Mustangs, John Paolino. This Mustangs locker room chat is brought to you by Badina State Bank, Farmers Union, Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Here, Jonathan West Mustangs, 1-6 here on the season. Took a loss here against Riverside last Friday, 37-0, just a week after their first win of the year in a must-win marquee matchup there in district, winning 12-7 over the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens. Of course, a Riverside team that has only lost one game this season. That was to Jackson Heights at the beginning of the year, only losing 21-0 to the number one ranked team in the state. But again, you faced them last Friday, a final of 37-0. Coach, what can you tell me about last Friday's matchup?
They're a tough team. They're a good team. They're solid on all three phases of the game. If you make mistakes, they're going to capitalize on them. Riverside's a good ball team, and they got the juice.
Well, again, here talking about your defense performance there on that game. I know Rucker Haring came up with an interception pretty early in that game. What kind of nods here can you give to that defensive side of the ball last Friday?
Well, they stayed tough, you know. They stayed tough even when they were tired. They stayed tough, and they hung in there till the whistle blew. So, you know, just got to stay with it.
I know kind of more importantly here, again, this is kind of your last away game of the season. You'll come back home to face Horton this Friday. But again, you know, kind of what to this point here to the season has this kind of meant to you, kind of shaped up here for this last week of the regular season? Of course, you've had a team the last couple of years. You just haven't had quite the senior class that you probably could have wanted. And that first year, no seniors, last year at least two, this year four. But what can you tell me about those young guys in your team and kind of the chemistry and what that's been here through the 7 weeks here of the season so far?
There's a lot to be excited about. We have, you know, we got the base good to the technical side. You know, the kids understand this is we have a base offense installed, and with that base offense, those young guys, there's a lot to be excited about. They went 4-0 on the JV season, and you know, the older guys, you know, the older guys have mentored them in a good way to stay positive. You know, times are tough, things don't always go your way, so it's a The seniors have kind of mentored these kids, and there's a lot to be excited about with the young guys coming up.
Dolphin West Mustangs ending out their regular season here against the Horton Chargers. We'll talk more about that matchup coming up on segment number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Returning back here to 103.9 KNZA for our Dolphin West locker room chat across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Dolphin West, your head coach by John Paolino. This Mustangs locker room chat brought to you by Badina State Bank, Farmers Union, Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Last game here of the regular season for the Dolphin West Mustangs. It's a must-win district matchup here against the Horton Chargers, the final home game of the season here for Dolphin West. Horton, they have yet to win a single game this year. In fact, they got their first points from their offense last Friday. They scored 21 points last Friday. Before that, they had only scored 14 points on the season, and that was all defensive. So a team that just got into the end zone for the first time this year offensively. Just a lot of struggles, kind of depth, injuries. But Coach, what can you tell me here about this matchup coming up on Friday here against Horton?
Not to underestimate them. You know, that especially Horton. Last year, I think that's what kind of happened in our locker room, a little underestimation, and we all know how that turned out. I think just to treat them the same as you treat them any other opponent. You prepare the same, think about it the same, and play as hard as we usually do. So, like you said, they do lack some depth. So, you know, it's just if we can grind it out and ground and pound it and wear them out and then come away on top, it'd be nice.
Well, real quick, you talk about the ground and pound there. You know, let's highlight that offense there real quick. Horton, they've given up 232 points here this season. How's your offense going to get out early and strong against this Chargers team?
By keeping it simple. Keeping it simple. Staying to the basics and making sure we execute the small things.
Again here, what are some other keys here for this matchup against Horton? Just talking about real quick, how massive of a game this is here for your team, a chance to go to the playoffs with this win, bearing some result there on the Marhill and Troy game. But again, you know, how massive is this game here for your team for a chance to get to the playoffs for the first time here in your coaching tenure?
It's huge. You know, number one, it's at home, so it's in front of the home crowd. Number two, it's senior night. Number three, it's a district game that, you know, if we win, barring some results there, if we can win and do our part and get into the playoffs and maybe upset a team or two, I know they say any given Sunday, but any given Friday is kind of how we're rolling around here.
Well, real quick, you gave a nod at senior night. What kind of shout outs here? And real quick, kind of lastly, what are some keys to this matchup, but what are some shout outs? There are some seniors who will have to step up big here in this game this Friday.
So we'll start with, I'll go down the line here. Coulter Peterson, he's our leader. He's been our leader for 3 years. He's, he shows up. These seniors have shown up every single day knowing that it's not going to be easy. They know, we don't have a bunch of help. We don't have a bunch of older guys. It's not going to be easy. So they've showed up every day for 3 years. So, Coulter to show up with his leadership, Mike to show up with his big frame and his big ability and his big heart. And then, Hayden Polino to, anchor our offensive line and keep the young guys, on task and kind of, enforce some power down there in the trenches. So, and then Dustin Veach is hurt this week. Took a pretty good shot last week against Riverside. So he'll be there to support, of course. But yeah, I can't say enough good things about these seniors. Since day one, they showed up ready to go, and they know there wasn't a lot of help around them. As far as seniors around them, their age, but they came in every week and mentored the young guys and did what they had to do.
Well, Coach, again, thank you here for joining us. This is week 8 here of our coaches shows. So kind of due time here before our coach shows are all wrapped up here for the season, but here you wrap up the regular season this Friday at home against the Horton Chargers. Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
That was head coach John Polino of the Dauphin West Mustangs. Again, finishing out the regular season here in a matchup against Horton. It's a must-win matchup here for the Dauphin West Mustangs for a chance to get into the playoffs, bearing some of the results between the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens and Troy Trojans matchup. Again, Dauphin West here at home this Friday against the Horton Chargers.